Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Wednesday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. Lee Harrison here. We have Glenn Shuck and John Montone out there this morning. A carjacking that started in Nassau County ended in Queens with a crash into a beauty salon and the suspected carjacker getting shot to death despite the fact that this had crossed jurisdictions. Glenn Shuck with more live from Cambria Heights this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, we're actually waiting to hear from either jurisdiction. The NYPD or Nassau County really haven't provided much new information overnight beyond the fact that we know that this car was carjacked in Nassau County. We don't know where that started. It ended up smashing here in Cambria Heights at this beauty salon. 217th Street and Linden Boulevard is actually where it happened. LaRon Marino Joseph, one of the many witnesses, he had just come out of a nearby McDonald's here with his daughter, heard a smash, and then this.
5 to 9 shots, definitely. When I arrived right here, I seen a bullet in the door. There was barely any cops here at the time.
And some people were complaining that this was pretty close to a school, right?
Yeah, pretty close to a lot of things. You know, if you think 5 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're familiar with this neighborhood, and a lot of neighborhoods in the city, very busy with pedestrians and a lot of questions about why this ended up here. And back to Mr. Joseph's again, he actually stayed around to take a look and kind of wished he had it.
I seen him pull the person out the car and laid him on the floor on the side of the car. So, and they put the white sheet over him.
Fortunately, nobody in this building or on the block injured at the time. Again, a very busy time of day. So we wait to hear who this suspect is or was, since he is dead, and where this even started in Nassau County, how it started. Hopefully we'll get those details at some point later today.
All right, Glenn Shuck, live from Cambria Heights this morning on the All Local. AccuWeather is predicting a high of 49 today as our in-depth investigation of the winter that wasn't continues. Most of us are still not complaining, but those of us with allergies may be complaining soon if we're not already. John Montone explains, live from Lower Manhattan. John.
And I'd like to start off with a silver lining, some good news for a change. Do you know, all winter, Lee, I think this is the first time in the 25 years we've worked together, we have not had to report one person dying of a heart attack while shoveling snow.
No, you need snow for that.
Yes, you do. And snowflakes have been rare, but Manhattan, But snowflakes have been rare, but Rutgers allergy specialist Dr. Leonard Bielori tells 1010 Winds. And while snowflakes have been rare, Rutgers allergy doctor Leonard Bielori tells 1010 Winds, there is something in the air already, pollen.
Normally we would see it by March 1st or the second week in March. So I've seen it over the past 2 weeks. Yeah, that's 2 to 3 weeks easily earlier.
You know, the groundhog never predicts when the pollen will come. He should add that to his routine.
Yeah, well, it's early this year. We spoke to an allergist on the Upper West Side, Dr. Payal Gupta, and she told us she's already seeing people who suffer from seasonal allergies pouring into her office. The wheezin' sneezin' season is already upon us. So keep that monogrammed handkerchief handy, Lee.
It's always something around here. Tamara Sinclair was taking cash out of an ATM at a TD Bank in the Bronx last week when a woman started banging on the door asking to be let in. Sinclair refused, and when she came out, she spoke to the woman, who, with the help of two other women, threw her to the ground and punched her in the face repeatedly. She filed a police report and later went to Montefiore Medical Center complaining of chest and head pain. Doctors wanted to do more tests, but she left, and then Saturday she was found dead in her apartment, apparently from her injuries. The NYPD now investigating this as a homicide. Tamara Sinclair was 43 years old. One of the jurors in the Harvey Weinstein trial, juror number two, tells Inside Edition tensions were high while they were deliberating. She said her hands were sweaty and not everyone was convinced by the testimony of Annabella Sciorra. Meantime, Weinstein is still in the Rikers Island infirmary being checked for high blood pressure and heart palpitations. His lawyer, Arthur Idala, paid him a visit yesterday. He says it's like a regular hospital room.
There are Department of Correction officers in the hallway, and I actually went through more security than I saw Mr. Weinstein go through.
If Weinstein is discharged from the infirmary, he'll likely be put in a protective unit before he's moved to a prison upstate after sentencing. The New York Post reports Weinstein has hired a prison consultant to get him ready for life on the inside. He'll be sentenced March 11th, and of course he is still facing charges in L.A. Sarah Feinberg's been appointed the interim chief of the city transit system, replacing Andy Byford, who left on Friday. She has been sitting on the MTA board and says her top concern right now is rising crime in the subway system.
On the board, I've been someone who's been advocating for the additional police officers in the system. I think that's incredibly important. We've seen crime tick up recently. I'm worried about that. And I just think, you know, it's important that every New Yorker, when they're riding the system, feels as safe and secure as they can be.
Feinberg was head of the Federal Railroad Administration during the Obama administration. She'll start on March 9th. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's proposed budget includes a millionaire's tax, which he says will be good for millionaires, among others.
A millionaire's tax doesn't punish the rich. It lifts up the middle class, and that's good for everybody, including the wealthiest among us.
But other states that have enacted similar taxes have seen an outflow of millionaires. Overall, the budget proposes a 5% increase in spending. The governor's also proposing to send low-income students to any four-year college in New Jersey for free, but only for the first 2 years. Murphy will offer more details on this when he makes an appearance at William Patterson University later today. If you like a little levity with your overcrowded, perhaps slightly delayed commute, then you should hope you get this guy as a conductor on the LIRR. Well, the MTA confirms the clip is legit, and LIRR President Philip Eng had somebody type up this statement in classic corporatese to explain. It reads as follows. The LIRR values employees who capture our customers' attention to convey an understanding about train safety and upcoming station stops and connections. As long as messages are professional and on point with what our riders need to know, we appreciate the individuality of our hardworking crew members and their potential to lighten someone's day. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.